Glory, glory. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee, with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, and thou hast delivered mine eyes from tears, feet from falling. Praise the Lord. Victory's won. I've been adopted, and I'm his son. For the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee, with thee. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee, with thee. Thank you, Lord. It is the truth, Lord. We give you glory and praise. Thou art our God. There's none like you. None can deliver out of thy hands, O God. Bless us now to bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We need help. We come to obtain it. We need mercy, O God. I would speak as the oracles of God. We would hear what the Spirit said and be doers of the word. We would continue in this grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Lord, the saints are a little bit sluggish this morning. Nevertheless, we press on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Where do we start? Thank you, Lord. Well, Brother Stair was talking about someone that was having trouble getting a hold of God, couldn't find him and stuff like that. And it came to her, I guess, by the Spirit, you begin to praise me, you'll sense my presence. See, I know that to be true. Well, it is right, but somehow we resist that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Does the scriptures back it up? Draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. That's exactly right. Don't you want a closer walk? Y'all know how to do it? We have to draw nigh to God. Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. See, David talked to his soul. You know what he said? Return to thy rest. You know, so God dealt bountifully with you. Then you return to your rest. Another place he said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. See? Not you, huh? I know. Well, soul, take thine ease. No, no. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to find it. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, for the glory of God. I need help today. What are you doing, brother? I'm obtaining my help. Praise the Lord. We need help. Let's obtain our help. Do we have scripture for that? Yes. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help. Now, we say we need help, but we won't do what we need to get help. Say, help me, Shani. Thank you, Lord. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Glory, glory. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. Yes. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious leading side. Glory, glory. Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain, free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. Thank you, Lord. Near my God to thee. Near my God to thee. Even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still my song shall ever be near my God to thee. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Near my God to thee. I'm thine, O Lord. There's power in the blood. Okay, let us not fail to walk in the power. Submission is the power of God. In Philippians chapter 2, we read how God humbled himself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who been formed, found in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made of himself of no reputation. And being found in the form of a man, he humbled himself. After that, he became obedient, even to the death of the cross. Hallelujah. The righteous God has a righteous response. You know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Sometimes our response isn't righteous. Confess your faults one to another. Y'all know that's in the book? That you may be healed? Well, they go together, you know. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The foolish find no wisdom in humility. Thank you, Lord. Returning, returning, returning. Returning is the beginning of restoration. We noted yesterday how there was no restoration until that prodigal returned. He didn't just return in body. He returned whole, soul and spirit. Now, we like to return, but, you know, like hypocrites. The son, he was serious. He returned holy. He said, I ain't got no conditions, no demands. Just take me in as a servant. Now, we read it in the book, but come on, saints. We have a pattern. We have example. Praise, help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. So returning is the beginning of restoration. We talk about restoration. We want restoration. God's going to restore. But returning is the beginning of it. So that means you. That means me. Not, I've done everything, now we waiting on Neil. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So it involves the repentance and humbling of oneself. Now, you know, naturally, we're proud rebels. Absolutely. I was reading how God was instructing Moses what to put inside the ark. He said, take that rod that budded, Aaron's rod that budded. He said, put it in the ark for a token against them rebels. It's written just like that, against them rebels. That's what Moses said before he smote the rock. Huh? Should I bring water out of this rock, you rebels? Now God's people are rebels, you understand. I read it in the book. Now don't y'all rebel against that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Repentance and humbling of oneself. That's a high hurdle for a man, to humble himself. He can do it. But it's a high hurdle. But if we're walking in the Spirit and the law of God, it just falls into place. Because we're required to esteem others better than ourselves. In that situation, in that state, humbling is not a problem. Humility is a problem when you consider yourself above your neighbor in any way. In any way. Thank you, Lord. But if we esteem others above ourselves, love our neighbor as we love ourselves, it makes for humility, which makes for peace. There's no peace in pride. So we look for peace, but we're proud, so we can't have peace. We're so proud. Well, I know the way of peace, so we don't have it. I know what I'm doing, so we don't have peace. Now, we have instruction concerning peace. We get them from the Prince of Peace. The instruction is follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. So upon the prodigal's return, he found acceptance. He found forgiveness. Huh? Yes, he did. And restoration. How about that? You see how he came, though? I see. Well, we're about done. Glory, glory. Pride stands in the way of restoration. We talk about restoration. Pride gets in the way. It stands in the way of peace. Yes. I heard Brother Stair say, y'all want to hear it? The only way we're going to learn to live with God is to learn to live with God's people. You all believe the prophet? I'm going to hold you to it. Yes, I am. I don't care what, I'm going to hold you to it. Hallelujah. I'm going to hold you to it. It's the truth, though. I have scripture for it. We already told you one. Esteem others better than yourself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Huh? Lay down your life for the brother. We know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Huh? If a man love God, he love his brethren also. See? How come it's so in our face and we so avoid it and step over it and, huh? Rebels. Rebels. Don't rebel against this. Don't rebel against this. Don't rebel against this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The Pharisees withstood the word of God. I mean the word, you know, Jesus Christ, the word of God. Just say, I've done that. Say, most easily, I don't even have to try hard. Just say it like that. Thank you, Lord. Instruction of maintenance and operation remains the same. So how we approach God, how we serve God, how we continue in his love, it's the same. Doesn't change. Hallelujah. Now we have our brother here so we can love God. Real good. You know you don't walk in that mindset. That's what makes for no peace. Your brother is here so that you and the person of Jesus Christ can love him. Is Christ not in you? Yeah, I know he is. So you love me. Huh? Say, he's unworthy. Well, yeah, love Neil. Not like that, as I have loved you. Hallelujah. I'm going to read some of this. Let me see if I can. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Spurgeon say, you know, he balances self-righteousness with loose living. And there is a balance. You understand? Hallelujah. You know, self-righteousness is, things you do to make you right. Of course, there's not anything you can do to make you right other than believe God. See? But that doesn't mean for loose living, because God enables us. He quickens us. Christ is in us. And by faith, if we walk in faith, we'll do what's right. This is God's promise. It's His faith. It's His faith. Hallelujah. Now, y'all believe the manufacturers. When you use my detergent, your clothes will get clean. We believe that. See how we are? Praise the Lord. You use my detergent, huh? Yeah, use my leaven. Your bread will rise good. You use my shortening. You'll have flaky crust. We believe all that stuff, huh? Huh? You believe me, you'll walk right. You'll talk right. Huh? You'll love your neighbor right. You'll have peace. See? Just believe me. All this is encompassed in believing me. Y'all believe God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we must confess that when there's a breach in our righteousness, it's due to our faith or lack thereof. Absolutely. It's not because of Neil. I like to use his name. David likes for me to use Neil. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. When I was speaking to my friend out there in Chino, I said, man, why are you in prison? He told me why. He said, but I was a violent man. He said, came out of a violent environment. He said, but I can't blame anybody but myself. Why don't we say that? Huh? Why don't we say that? It is the truth. Now, this is something we ought to say. There's things we shouldn't say, but we say them. This we ought to say, we won't say. Rebels, rebels, rebels. Whatever your situation is, you can say, I've got nobody to blame but myself.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Brother Spurgeon say, in following peace, the respect that is due you, you willingly forego.
Amen.
Well, now we see what the trouble is, huh? Now we see what the trouble is, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thou canst not follow peace if thou be proud.
Amen.
Huh? They that walk haughty, they can't follow peace.
Amen.
Nor he whose heart is full of envy.
Amen.
We know this, don't you?
Yes.
An envious man is sure to find faults where there are none,
Amen.
Where none exist.
That's beautiful.
This Brother Spurgeon's writing. I believe it. Yeah, he's a good preacher, isn't he? You see why I like it? He speaks the truth in Christ. An envious man is sure to find fault where none exists. Yeah, how about that? How about that? Hallelujah. Well, I'm going on. He says, nor can we follow peace with a swift moving mouth. How about that? Huh? So there's no way with an unruly tongue to follow peace. Now, we like to follow peace, but against all the rules. We're proud, we're haughty, we're envious, we have malice. Huh? We have unruly tongue. Oh, Pastor, I'm following peace. It's not me, it's so-and-so. Huh? Y'all see what I'm in the midst of? At least that's how I hear it. You know, when we say, well, you know, I tried everything but, that's what I hear. Yeah, I tried getting along with Pastor Wright, but he still preaches like I'm God's son. Well, what am I supposed to do? He's still reproving and rebuke and exhort me. What else am I supposed to do? He hold fast to the word of God. He don't care where it falls. Hallelujah. I would that he prophesied something good about me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that good? Well, I got to read this one too. This is good. Say, if you would double your joy, then you enjoy with others. Hallelujah. Rejoice with me. I found my sheep. Hallelujah. You know, I speak all of these truths. Y'all need to believe them. If you don't, it won't help you. It won't. No, it won't. You'll have to believe what I'm saying. And you should be able to discern that I'm telling the truth. Don't be rebels.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Receive this engrafted word with meekness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all want to double your joy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rejoice with me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Rejoice in the joy of others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Malachi 4:5, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. For thus saith the Lord, the High, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
Amen.
But ye would not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall you flee. And we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee. Till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain and an ensign on an hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, will the Lord wait, will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Eyes have not seen nor ear heard, huh? Nor have it entered into the heart of man. The things that God hath prepared for them that wait for him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Thank you, Lord. Since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eye seen. O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Waiteth for him, waiteth for him. Hallelujah. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted for them to speak. They are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. Hebrew 12:14, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and there my many be defiled. Let all things be done decently and in order. Oh, what did the prophet say about that? We don't want to hear that, do we? I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear it. He said, "You don't tell what authority what to do."
Amen.
Y'all want me to say it again? He said, "You don't tell authority what to do." Hey. He said, "You don't tell authority what to do." And he said, "You don't do anything without authority." You see how we're between a rock and a hard place. Oh, I believe the prophet. I believe everything he said. Oh, I believe the God too, you know. See, come on. Don't be angry. Repent. Return. Return. Authority, authority, authority. Husband, wife, children, parents. Authority, authority, authority. Well, we like to choose the authority that we're going to obey. Huh? Ain't we something? Huh? My husband's froward. I'm not going to obey him. Well, we have scripture for that too. Huh? My wife's contentious. I'm not going to love her. Well, we have scripture too. Come on, brother. You can look better than that. You've done better than that in the past. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's like we think we have to have these ideal conditions before we can obey God's word. God's word is God's word. Obey means obey. Not find fault in the authority and say, "I found fault in the authority. I can't obey him." No. Obey means obey. Did you find some fault in God? He's the one who told you obey them that have the rule over you. Oh, I didn't find none in God. I just found it in the one he put over me. Ain't we something? Hey, you rebels. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. When we depart, we depart. If we are not going to buy or accept that submission is the power of God, we're always going to be going the wrong way. I don't care. Yes, you will. If you can't understand what Christ did and see how the Almighty humbled himself and how he requires it of us, you're not going to prosper. No, you're not. You won't be saved. God don't save proud folk. Absolutely not. No, he does not. No. Yeah, when God saves them, they're humble. And they're glad to be saved. Huh? They're not complaining. Well, you know, God saved me. I can't hang out with my kinfolk no more. Then you're not saved. Hey. Hallelujah. I can't go lay out on the beach all day because God saved me, you know. I got to hang out with the saints. Then you're not saved. Hey, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. God don't save folk under duress. Those that are saved, they love God and they give glory to God. They don't mind doing it. Nobody's going to stop them. Nobody's going to shut them up. Hallelujah. And that's what the Christian have done. Yeah. He's presented this life of Christ as so arduous and so hard. Absolutely. No wonder you kidding folk don't want to be saved. They say, "Man, I can do better than that. Come on." You know, we say how good God is and all we do is complain about God's people. Come on. What kind of testimony is that? God is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But please understand what kind of witnesses God people have been. Absolutely. Come on, saints. Oh, you can find some of the most bitter folk. Yeah. Calling themselves servants of God. Just not ought to be. Shouldn't ought to be. Hallelujah. I was reading about idioms the other day, or figures of speech. And one of them that they used for an example was chip on the shoulder. Well, we actually did that as kids. Yeah. When you want to get a fight going on, Yeah, I'll put this chip on my shoulder. I dare you to knock it off. Uh-huh. See? Well, when you hold a grudge, that's what it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
And as soon as your neighbor say a certain thing, it's on.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they look a certain look, it's on. Yeah. Amen. Well. Yeah, you got a chip on your shoulder. You're holding a grudge. But you say, oh, my heart's good. Oh, God, no, my heart's good. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that. No, not when you're looking for your neighbor's halting. No. You want them to prosper. Be in health. Even as their soul prospers. Yeah, you're pulling for them. Yeah, not against them. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Let's go. Let's fight this fight. Let's love one another. Let's serve one another. Let's put aside all this foolishness. Come on here. Hallelujah. Or we can be like the Pharisees. They sought occasion. Huh? That's why they listen to the word of God. Y'all listening to the word of God? Take heed. Huh? These poor men listen to the word of God. Not so that they might receive life, but that they might accuse him. Now understand, we're listening to the word of God this morning. This is admonition, exhortation. I mean, there's life in the word. There's power. Wisdom. Absolutely. Of whatever you need. Healing and forgiveness. Huh? You let this word get down in your heart. It'll make you love everybody. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. So here are these folk that call themselves Christians and name the name of Jesus, and they outdo the world. No wonder. No wonder. You know, we just, oh, help me, Jesus. We defame God's character. Absolutely. In other words, we misrepresent him. So we're guilty of defamation of character. At the least. Praise the Lord. Yeah. I mean, whatever our mouths say, that's not how people figure out how we believe Christ should have us do, who we think Christ is. Hallelujah. When Brother Sarah was talking about how the Christians died, I don't know where he found the book or the validity of it. But he said one of the apostles was so bold and courageous that one of the accusers repented right there and said, man, I want to die too. What a life. What a testimony. Now, we don't want folk to come look at us and, well, you know, that one's always got their mouth poked out and that one's always complaining and, you know, that one's always sowing seeds of discord and, you think they could get along, but they find some reason not to talk to each other, some reason not to smile at each other, some reason not to say, bless you, sister. Oh, what? Is this the love of God?
No.
Hallelujah. He's long-suffering to us. Word. Huh? Not willing that any should perish. All but that all would come to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth. The prodigal did a good job. You want an example? The prodigal is an example. There's many others. Hallelujah. He didn't blame anybody. He said, man, look what I done to myself. What a fool I am. Hallelujah. There's my father up there with all the goods, and here I am, not a partaker. Yeah, I know I'm unworthy, undeserving. So I'll just go back and tell him that. Just take me in as a hired servant.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Father wouldn't have it. If you return, God won't have it. But you're going to return in your pride. Come on. Thank you, Lord. God hadn't done us wrong. That's impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going on. Are we going to be faithful witnesses for the Lord? Well, do we really believe? As much as we've done it to the least of these, my little ones, you've also done it unto me. So what you want to convince me, if Jesus Christ was actually here, you'd avoid looking at him like you do some of you, and you'd avoid speaking to him. Well, no, because he's not like y'all. I see. Is that your answer? I see. Y'all won't talk back to me this morning. Hallelujah. Well, then you don't hear what the Spirit said. Spirit said, don't you worry about any of that. Because I loved you, you love them. Y'all don't get it? Well, why are we looking for something in somebody? Huh? Why are we just hear the word of God? Love feel. Huh? Not love feel if. Love feel when. Love kneel if. No, love kneel. Because I've loved you. Oh, help me, Jesus. All right, I got to go on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see. I believed to see. I didn't see to believe unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. By faith we understand. We don't understand and then have faith. No, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith we understand. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Amen. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Amen. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. We know that's the truth. But the Lord ponders the heart. He can miss the mark in all kind of ways, and he's still right. Hallelujah, especially when he compares himself with his neighbor. He's always right, because neighbor's always wrong. Praise the Lord. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. A high look. A proud heart. He that followeth after righteousness, that's the same as to do just and to do judgment. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. He findeth righteousness and he finds honor. Now the proud is concerned about not getting the honor he deserves. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Brother Sarah always talked about the lower going to the higher.
Right.
Yeah. Here's how some received that. There were folk here when I called them on the radio, they wouldn't even answer. You know why? And they considered this to be Brother Sarah's teaching. See how your pride will do you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all know God's higher?
Yes.
What happened? Say what? Oh, I see. Now, this is the teaching that I receive. Huh? Is God the higher or the lower? Well, what? Did we come to him? Absolutely not. Impossible. He came to us. The higher came to the lower. Hallelujah. But actually, he came lower. Somebody say amen. But that's how the proud heart hears it. I can't talk to Pastor Rice because I'm higher than he. He called me on the radio. I'm not going to answer. I guess some, I don't know, maybe the radio don't work or whatever. Y'all see it don't slow me down. Huh? No. I got the joy of the Lord. I got the Holy Ghost. Huh? Praise the Lord. Purposely. I know they had a radio man. Why? Because they were talking to the other brother. Well, Pastor Rice answered. Y'all don't know I've endured these things. You see I'm not bitter? You do likewise. You do likewise. I'm glad that I was able to perform the function for them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Going on in Jesus' name. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength and the confidence thereof. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. And we say all kind of things and everything. Our tongue's unruly and we wonder why we're troubled. Here's our answer. Here's our answer. We wonder why there's no peace. Here's the answer. Unruly tongue don't make for peace. Hallelujah. Tail bearing don't make for peace. Hallelujah. Proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. Do you understand the wrath of man does not work God's righteousness? So be swift to hear. Slow to speak. Slow to wrath. Hallelujah. But thou, O man of God, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. The proud says, I'm rich. The proud says, I'm rich. Well, Yahweh said, trust not in uncertain riches. Don't be high-minded. Pride, high-minded, same difference. Yes, it is. Heady, high-minded. Lovers of pleasure, lovers of themselves more. Haters of God. Thank you, Lord. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We have trouble with that one too. That God gives. I mean, you would think if somebody believed that God gave his only son, that he wouldn't withhold anything. That's not how we deal with God, though. We deal with God like he's going to beat us out of something. Oh, if I obey God, I won't get to sleep in. If I obey God, then I have to bow down to somebody. If I obey God, then I'm in bondage. I have no freedom. Y'all know I'm preaching, right? If it wasn't that way, you just go ahead and fly right. But again, this is our testimony that we give to the world. You know, we say, yeah, we ought to do all this. We ought to do all, and then in our doing, we act like God's not going to do us right by our. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. That's unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. That's why the young rich ruler went away sorrowful. Exactly. He just didn't believe that God would give him more than he ever had, more than he ever could get. And we're along the same line. So we keep us a little ledger, you know, all the little things that we've done so that we make sure that we don't get to do any more than this one. My mom would tell me that all the time. You know, sometimes, boy, go get me a bucket of water, because we had to go get our water then. And one would say something like, Mom, I went to get the water last time. Her answer would be, boy, you're just afraid you're going to do more than the other. That's, huh? Yeah. Well, Pastor Rice, I just think we ought to be equitable when we make our schedules. Well, who's going to determine that? Huh? What are we going to do? Go by the one who complained the loudest? Oh, yeah, Diane complained the loudest, so we can't put her on the schedule. Like hell. Come on here. Praise the Lord. Maybe we should put her on there first. Give her something to complain about. Praise the Lord, saint. Y'all don't like how I preach, do you? Oh, you're preaching unrighteousness, brother. No, no, no. I'm telling you the truth. You ought to have the mind, I want to do all that I can do. Huh? Sure. Hallelujah. I'm in trouble already. Hallelujah. Now, I've been around, so I know what goes on about these schedules. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's quite a work for somebody to make out a schedule. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because they live here. And they've been lashed with the tongue. Absolutely. Absolutely. They've been disdained and what? Huh? Y'all expect me to do this? Hmm? See, I told you I was in trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Or maybe we're of the mindset that if we let them, they'll wear us out. Now, one said it, but there's others that have the same mindset. They don't have the mindset, whatever I can do. Hallelujah. You know we serve the Lord Christ. You know he told us to serve one another by love. Hallelujah. Yeah, Mom told us a few times. You're just afraid you're going to do more than the other one. She was right. Else we wouldn't be keeping the tab there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We should be glad to be in the position that we can be helpers. Isn't that all right? Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But though I speak these things, we just won't put the faith to them. Well, we'll see next time we put a schedule out. Hallelujah. Well, Edie, you'll be on it for sure. Hallelujah. Yeah, when the roll is called. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Proverbs 22, verse 4, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Humility. Hallelujah. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward, and he that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. Hallelujah. So we understand that how we use our tongue has to do with the welfare of our soul. Well, well, well. And we still do it. That's not smart, is it? Is that wise? Hearken, my brethren. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? That's not on our part. Them that love him are the ones that he loves. There's no way God's going to be indebted to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we owe him. Praise God. We're not debtors to the flesh, though. That debt we want to pay. The debt we owe, we don't want to pay. Huh? You know what we owe? I see. Well, y'all quote them real good. Y'all quote the scriptures real good. Yeah, our debt is to love. Or we find the excuse. You want me to love Terry? Huh? Just Edie, huh? Nobody else want to answer up this morning. Hallelujah. Well, God says it like this. If I love you, then you need to love Terry. Huh? It's my charge and my requirement to you. I've done so much for you. You are going to please me, aren't you? Then love Terry. You want to do the things that please me? Love Terry. Love Timothy, too. Ann, are you awake over there? Help her, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you ought to get up and run around the dining hall, Ann. Wouldn't you delight to do that? Praise the Lord. Oh, they're quiet on me. I'm going to be done. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, that's the mindset. You know, someone's going to do me wrong, get over on me. That's how we used to say, take advantage of me. They're going to have me doing all the stuff and they won't be doing anything. And I'm going to make sure that I keep this thing balanced out. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Ye do well. But if you have respect of persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. James 4 and 1, from whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it up on your own lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Do you think the scriptures, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God? You think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, we're talking about God's righteous response. His righteous response to the proud, he resisteth. God resisteth the proud. His righteous response to the humble, he give more grace. All right? What should we do? Well, submit yourself, therefore, unto the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. There it is. Draw nigh to God. This is our instruction. He'll draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise the Lord, and you will sense the presence of the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, no. They're making too much noise in there, Pastor Rice. Hallelujah. They're acting unseemly. I can't be a part of that. But God in his righteousness, if you humble yourself, more grace. In your pride, he's going to resist you. He's going to resist you. But if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. You repent, he'll repent. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted in mourning. Weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Another righteous response. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Speak not evil. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth the brother, speaketh evil of the law. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Goes on and said, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth. He waits to be gracious unto us. He waits for the precious fruit of the earth. And he has long patience for it. Hallelujah. Until he received the early and latter rain. It says here, be also patient. Establish your heart. Purify your heart. Cleanse your hands. Hallelujah. Well, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Have not a chip on your shoulder, or grudge not one against another brother. Lest you be condemned. Have no chip on your shoulder. Grudge not one against another brother. Lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. God's righteous response. He resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, he careth for you. Thank you, Lord, for caring for us. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So hopefully we will receive that engrafted work with meekness. We'll have to do it in righteousness. Hallelujah. Often it's found out our heart's condition by what we do. And even that is not convincing to us. We still say, there's nothing in my heart against so-and-so. The best we could say is just say, well, I don't know. That'd be better than, yeah. We're not going to say that, though, are we? If we say that, we'd have to humble ourselves. See? Hallelujah. And I'm not going to let folk dishonor me while I dishonor God, you know. You know who I is? This is the attitude of the proud. Yes, it is. You know that. I know that you know that. Y'all know how I know that you know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But we have grace. We can humble ourselves and get more grace. And then we can humble ourselves and get more grace. And we can humble ourselves and get more grace. We can draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to us. We can draw nigh to God and he can draw nigh to us. I believe it to be like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I rejoice when God wakes me up. And there he is. Hallelujah. Undeserving, but he's still there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, I wake up saying, thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord. You mean you do that when there's nobody there to hear you? Well, the one that I'm talking to hears me. Hallelujah. And of course, he's going to judge it and see if I'm doing it to show out or if I really am serious or if I mean what I'm saying. And since there's nobody there but me, I guess it's pretty good. I'm not showing out. Hallelujah. You know, that's something you contend with when you do what God would tell you to do. Yeah, it's folk thinking that you're showing out. Yeah, put that aside. Else you'll never obey God. No, you won't. No, you won't. You'll just let them bind you up. Huh? Put you in bondage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, usually thoughts like that come from the proud. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not going to worship Pastor Wright. Nobody here ever told you that. You're a liar if you said that I... Now, I'm not going to worship Pastor Wright. Why would I have you do it? Worship God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But sometimes I hear things, I just know where they come from.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, if someone thinks that we clap hands to worship Diane Johnson, that's a proud spirit. Right. Now, see how I talk? Now, I don't know who said it, but I still say it the same way. If my mama said it, I'd say the same thing. That comes from a proud heart. We don't worship Diane Johnson. She know that we don't worship her. We rejoice with her, though. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why some won't respect me rightfully. They think they'll be worshiping me. And they're going to make sure they're not going to cross that line. All the other lines, no problem, but not that one. That's where we draw the line. Praise the Lord, saints. Give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father God, yes, Lord, you told us the Lord inhabits the praises of his saints. Yes, Lord. So we thank you that we can praise you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege to praise you and the opportunity to praise you, Lord. And then we get the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Of you coming to inhabit those praises. Thank you, Heavenly Father God. Thank you. Father, thank you for the words of life, the words of truth. And it's, my God, you said your yoke is easy.
It is easy, Lord.
And your burden is light.
Good, Lord.
Father God, help me. Help me, Lord. Help us to receive this as love. Because it's so much Lord, I'm learning every day that you give me life. I'm learning more and more that it's much, much easier to let you be God. It's to humble as we grow in this grace, Father God, and we learn to humble ourselves and to submit to the authority, submit to the operation procedure, Father God. It's just so much easier. I grew up. It's tough being God. It's tough trying to be God. It's very tough trying to be God. That means trying to hold on and protect ourselves from what we think is danger and harm.
True,
while we protecting ourselves is the harm.
True.
That's the harm. We imprison ourselves. And we actually make it impossible for us to obey you by trying to be you. You said you would protect us. You would spread your wings over us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, just like a mother hen. All you want us to do is to come to you. Just come to you and you'll do the rest. It's so much easier, so much better, so much more so peace and joy and happiness. My God, and we can't get it any other way. Trust and obey. There's no other way.
Hallelujah.
To be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. So, Father God, help us to take this to heart and do it, because we can do it if we humble ourselves, Lord. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, brother.
Oh,
for praying for us. It's an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. Hallelujah. We should know by now, just a little bit of obedience goes a long way. Anytime you work any righteousness, you should know. If you don't know, then what can I say? The benefits are. We have incentive. Huh? Absolutely. By now, we ought to know that God's not going to do us wrong. By now, we should know. Hallelujah. That he actually worked all things together for our good. According to his purpose. Huh? That we may be who he wants us to be. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that your experience? You mean you obeyed God and didn't work out good for you? I can't receive that. y'all see how I hear? When y'all talk to me, I don't hear with the ear that you. No, no. Well, whatever you say to me, I'm not going to hear somebody done you wrong. I can't hear like that. I've been delivered. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Now, the ones that, diss me, I feel sorry for them. There's no hatred. There's no malice. I feel sorry. Absolutely. What a sorry state. All right. God is good. Mercy endureth forever. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.